For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. 30 years ago, the release of a small-budget film called Matewan had an outsized effect on the way people in Appalachian coal country thought about their past. Jeff Young of the Ohio Valley Resource spoke with people who organized a 30th anniversary screening of Matewan, a film they say unearthed a story that had long been buried.
I was born in a little old town called Matewan.
Terry Steele is the fourth generation of Steeles to work coal in West Virginia. For 26 years, he was a miner.
Union coal miner.
Union miner, an important distinction for Steele. Steele takes great pride in his region's role in forging the United Mine Workers of America. It's a story he wishes more people knew.
It wasn't taught in the schools, and if it wasn't taught at home, if your parents didn't know the history of it, you had no idea of how the union ever got started, you know.
West Virginia Southern Community College history professor Chuck Keeney says that's no accident.
This specific area of West Virginia history has, you know, been ignored and in some cases suppressed.
Keeney has documented ways that strikes were censored from early press accounts and downplayed in history for decades.
To keep any type of labor history out of the textbooks. My own family didn't even talk about the history a whole lot.
And that's pretty striking. Because
and I'm also the great-grandson of Frank Keeney, who was a central figure involved in the West Virginia Mine Wars.
So wait, even with the personal connection there, this wasn't something your folks talked about?
No, it wasn't. First of all, he was, you know, charged with murder. He was charged with treason.
Frank Keeney was acquitted, but generations later, it still made for some awkward dinner conversation at the Keeney house, as you can imagine. So for years, coalfield labor history like that was often shunned, censored.
I think America's labor history hasn't been forgotten so much as buried.
That's film director John Sayles. As a young man in the 1960s, Sayles liked to hitchhike. He took a trip through West Virginia and Kentucky during some tense times in the coalfields.
I got a lot of rides from coal miners who were kind of shaking their heads about it and saying, boy, it's really bad. And I think this is going to be as bad as the Matewan Massacre. And I had never heard of this Matewan Massacre.
Sayles learned that in May 1920, striking miners and coal company gunmen shot it out in Matewan. Sayles would turn that story into a film.
It were 19 and 20 in the southwest field and things was tough.
One of my things that I wanted to do with the movie Matewan was talk about union with a capital U. The idea that to do something bigger, people have to get past their, you know, ethnic prejudices and racial prejudices and pull together.
Matewan was nominated for an Oscar and won other awards and critical acclaim. But for Chuck Keeney and Terry Steele, the real prize from that film was finally seeing their history get its due.
It matters to me because it tells a story of the struggles that the miners went through.
It was the first time that people could go to the theater, talk about the history, and it gets people talking about it.
Keeney remembers going to see the movie Matewan with his father, who slowly opened up about the Keeney family history. 2 years ago, Keeney and Steele were part of a group of volunteers who helped to start the West Virginia Mine Wars Museum in Matewan. It's dedicated to making sure that the story of Union miners won't be buried again. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.